and a woolen cloak of bright red and green like a parrot. His pale hair fell over his shoulders as he leaned forward. Fiacre was older, no less showily dressed, with a formidable dark moustache and bright blue cloak over a scarlet shirt. Finmal was brown-haired and lanky, with a lazy way of moving that made Faustus think of Galerius in Isca Silurum with the 2nd Legion Augusta, where theoretically Faustus should be also. The assignment to help Tuahul Tekwa train his motley warband to retake his father's throne in Hibernia was strictly unofficial. Finmal was doing the talking. All three of them spoke British with a soft overlay of the tongue of the island they called Inish Fall, and the Romans, Hibernia.
Oched Anhin of Line will come to your banner when you land.
What surety of that? Tuahul asked.
He was tall and lankier than Finmal now, some 7 years since Faustus had first met him as a boy of 14, with his father's sword and a single-minded purpose. His dark hair was bound with a gold fillet, and he sat at ease in the great carved chair, his boots to the fire. It was summer, but the coastal villages of the Epidii were chill at night, when a sea mist rolled over them like a cold blanket.
His word, and because Line is in your path to Elim Mac Conrach, and Oched does not find Elim Mac Conrach worth Line's blood, Finmal said. Not anymore.
Tuahul nodded. He and Faustus were both inclined to take Finmal's assessment as truth. Finmal and Cassan and Fiacre had been his father's men before Elim Mac Conrach of Ulaz had usurped the throne by murder, which as far as Faustus could tell seemed to be the way that the High Kingship generally changed hands. It was at any rate the way that Tuahul's father had acquired it from the King of Ulaz, who had succeeded Tuahul's grandfather. The lesser kings of Ulaz, Line, Connacht, and Arnvuvon were bound to the High King only so long as he could hold the throne, and clan ties counted for more than political ones. Fiacre, Cassan, and Finmal, lordless after Elim's victory, had attached themselves instead to the merchants who traded across the water to Britain and Gaul, and whose caravans were tempting targets, supplemented by raids on those who declined their services. They had had 21 years to go where the merchants went, which was everywhere, and to listen.
What of Foibre of Arnvuvon? Tuahul asked, and Finmal shook his head.
Elim has been dangling a marriage with his daughter Banya before Foibre and Sanv of Connacht both. Foibre will back Elim.
And Sanv of Connacht?
Sanv will wait and see.
Sanv was second or third cousin to Tuahul in some leftwise manner that Faustus couldn't follow. It meant that he might be either more or less inclined to back him.
Elim has hinted that he favours Sanv, Cassan said. But if he gives Banya to Sanv, he loses his best hold on Foibre. Sanv will likely send an emissary, Fiacre said, as will Ochid.
They will need gifts, Finmal said, just slightly more valuable than those they bring you, but only slightly.
And Elim will send an emissary in response to yours, Fiacre said, who must be sent now, before you sail. He'll get no good answer, but it must be done in proper fashion if you want the others to follow you.
Which of you three? Tuahul asked,
and Faustus watched with interest as they sorted out who might best have the upper hand in Elim's hall. The Hibernian clans were small kinship bands that aligned themselves according to marriage ties or landholdings, and occasionally according to whoever had given an insult that offered the excuse to fight. Elim would never bow to Tuahul, but he could be made uneasy with the right approach, and uneasy kings made mistakes in battle.
You are not in command, Faustus reminded himself, as he had regularly since they had sailed from Isca for the Epidiis Islands on the western coast where Tuahul's mother had been born.
Tuahul, even as an exile, knew his people best, and was a born commander. Faustus's job was to drill Tuahul's warband into the precision of a Roman legion. They had been well on their way when the legate at Isca had suggested that the governor was growing uneasy over his decision to allow that.